Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Oh, and good morning. Welcome to November. Lynette here, along with Dr. Samira Umat. We do not have our Dr. Jerry Mixon. Not today. What did you tell me when I walked in today? I said, where's Dr. Jerry?
I know. He sent me an email saying his voice was hoarse, and then he called.
Uh-oh.
And he sounded very hoarse.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll let him. Well, he can't do a radio show with a hoarse voice,
no.
Right?
Yeah, we don't need a Dr. Horse in here today. So you rest your voice.
Really say that.
Lots of tea, Dr. Mixon. That's what your doctor, Dr.
You know he's
Umat.
Listening.
Oh, yeah. She probably orders. What else should he do for his hoarse voice and sore throat?
Oh, honey lemon.
Ooh, honey lemon. Okay.
Yeah. My favorite. Honey lemon. Lots and lots of it. I know he drinks lots of green. He knows what to do.
Yes.
He tells us what to do.
Yeah, that's right. He does. Well, we hope you get better, Dr. Mixon.
We are missing you, Dr. Mixon.
Yes, we are. But we are live in the studio with Dr. Umat. And let me give you that number. There were a few folks last week that couldn't get through. So maybe if you're listening, let's see. I think we had Greg and Ellie last week. If you're listening, let's get you in quick. At the beginning of our show today, here is the number to call. It's 206-421-8770. Again, that number is 206-421-8770. I have a little bit of the, you know, congestion going on. I think seems like everybody has, you know, change in weather. Okay. Oops. Let me get that correct. I got the wrong number written up here. Let's get it. 206-421-5757. Okay. 5757 is the number. 206-421-5757. All right. Thank you, producer guy. All right. Well, with the colds going on, a little bit of the flu, sore throats and things, it seems like everybody knows somebody or has somebody in their family that's just under the weather. What do we do about that, Dr.
It's that time of the year anyways, right?
Yes.
It happens. It takes us by surprise. Now, yes, I do believe in the flu vaccine. I'm not here to tell you what to do. Do what works for you. Mm-hmm. But I am a believer. And yes, I haven't gotten it yet just because I had COVID very recently. So I'm just waiting a little bit. And I generally do wait just because I tend to fall sick towards the end of the flu season as a general rule. So I want to kind of, if this vaccine is going to work, I want it to have a longer life for me. So I kind of just wait it out a little bit, but I will go ahead and get it. You know, the best things, if it's a viral infection, you do need an antiviral, please go to the doctor. They'll get you something.
Okay.
Flu can, you can be miserable during that, so to go get your antiviral drugs. If it's mild, then it'll run its course. You want to make sure you get plenty of rest. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm a strong, you know, firm believer in that homemade or store-bought chicken noodle soup.
Oh, yes, the chicken. What is it in the chicken noodle soup?
I know. It's,
why is it
so
good?
Well, it's just its nutrients,
all
right?
The
bone broth and all the nutrients in there. That, and then you put your onions and
carrots.
And then whatever.
Or you go to Costco and get the big container. That's what I did for my son.
Oh,
he goes,
okay.
Mom, this is the best chicken noodle soup ever. Yes, they put a whole rotisserie chicken in that.
Never had it from Costco.
Oh my, it's worth a try.
Interesting.
And yes, when you're not feeling good to make that. So
And then, you know, of course, if there is a bacterial component to that infection, you want to get some antibiotics as well. And then if not, please don't use antibiotics. You'll just create unnecessary resistance for yourself.
Okay.
So generally, you know, be safe, protect yourself. In terms of supplements and things, I take them all the time. Do I boost up a little bit when the seasons are coming up? Yeah, I do. I do say take some extra echinacea. It's in our immune factor E. I do like that. In fact, I put it on the kitchen counter.
To remind yourself.
Yes.
And the family.
And the family. And then I will do, I will boost up our vitamin C. We carry a 1,000 milligram vitamin C, and I do start using that for a few days. So, you know, you can do that too. I make sure I'm taking my vitamin D and just basic general things that you can do for yourself. I generally take NAC all the time anyways.
Okay, that's the NAC that we talk about. Okay.
And so I just make sure I don't miss these very important nutrients that do help.
What are your thoughts on things like NyQuil and DayQuil and those over-the-counter? Do those just help with the symptoms? They're not going to make the cold any...
That's right.
Okay.
But they do help with the symptoms. Sometimes
okay, if you need to feel
sleep.
Better.
I mean, am I fond of them? No.
No.
Do I use them personally? I try to avoid it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if they work for you...
There you go.
You know,
it doesn't cure the cold or flu.
You don't want to be miserable all the time.
No.
Not get any sleep either. That's not going to help. The first thing I said was get some rest.
Yes. You want to be able to do that. And to do that, you have to breathe sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, as you think about illnesses and aging and chronic disease, we know that as we're getting older, the likelihood of disease is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
After the age of 50, it's a very fine line between illness and health. And as Dr. Mixon always says, stack the odds in your favor and then play the game. And so for, you know, sometimes it's complicating and people don't know, what do I stack the odds against? What do I really do? Is it diet? Is it lifestyle? Is it hormones? Mm-hmm. Is it multivitamins?
Yes, what is it?
and so to just simplify it a little bit, if there are a few things that you're thinking about as you're getting older, the ones that are rising are the risk for cardiovascular disease, hypertension, stroke, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease. That is a very common killer. So that is something you want to protect yourself from. Then cancers. And then, you know, cancers are cells multiplying and causing a problem. So multiplication of cells and cell duplication and recycling of cells is taking on all the time. Mm. When they start multiplying and collecting in one area, they cause what we call cancer. And then when it spreads, it causes a problem in other organs. So there are certain things you can do to protect yourself from developing cancer. So you want to try to focus on those. And then the number that I think is very interesting is that if you're screening for a cancer, then you will pick it up early. But the 70% of deaths that are cancer-related are because of cancers that have no screening available.
Mm.
We don't screen for pancreatic cancer. We don't screen for bile duct cancers or liver cancers. So we don't screen as a general rule. It's only when something is pointing in that direction, will we start go looking for it? And then the third thing is, you know, metabolic conditions, diabetes, endocrine disorders, or anything like that that may be that is normal with aging, because, you know, insulin levels are rising as we're getting older.
Mm-hmm.
That is the third category. And then the fourth one is memory, neurodegenerative conditions, dementia, and those kinds of things. Is there something you can do to protect yourself? Yes, absolutely there is. So those are the four pillars that I like to talk to my patients about, and you kind of focus in on what are more of a risk factor for you. What is your family history? What has been your history to date? Do you know if you have high cholesterol? If you do have high cholesterol, what are the particle sizes? Are they a risk for you? Is there inflammation in the lining of the vessels? These are all things we can find out. These are easy tests to do within your reach that you can know. Is it cardiometabolic? What do I do to try to lower my risk of cardiac diseases? What about about cancers? Do they run rampant in my family? Have I had members in the family that have had prostate cancer, breast cancer, pancreatic cancer? How can I lower my risk for developing one of those? And then the other two, as I mentioned, endocrine and metabolic and neurodegenerative and memory. So these are the pillars that you can focus in on what is more important to you, and then try to reduce your personal risk of developing some of those. And as you do that, you'll find that you are in a better position to be stronger as you are getting older. And, you know, our motto, stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier. So all of those things are important, and you focus in on and replace what is needed when it is needed, and then try to build on the building blocks. And that's the functional medicine approach that we use in our clinic. Try to identify what your personal risk factors are. We use multiple tests. The one that we just recently introduced that I'm very fond of is the DNA age, that looks at basically you and your chronological age, your biological age, what are some of the genetic traits that you have inherited that will increase the risk for methylation for you, what is your APOE index, and then finally, what is your apometabolic index, and that is a number. If you are higher than that, then basically your metabolic pathways are working too hard, and we want to slow that down for you. And there are things we can do about it. But for November, for today's purpose, as it is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, the Galleri test is the focus of our clinics. If you are at a risk for cancer, or you know that you've had it, or your family has it, and you want to know whether you have any early markers, then the Galleri test is the only test on the market that will pick up the likelihood of 50 different cancers for you. One test, 50 different cancers. It will pick up DNA changes in your blood that will then signal to your physician where we should start focusing to look for your cancer. And it is not the best for something like, you know, breast cancer or prostate cancer, but for pancreatic cancer where there is no screening, this is a very,
very good test.
Biliary cancer, bile duct, liver, pancreatic. So a very good test that you can come to our clinics for. We will do it for you, and then we will call you back and let you know. There is a cost to it.
Yes.
$1,100 to take this test, and this is a special discounted price during the month of November.
Very good. And we're doing these today in our Linwood Clinic until 1 o'clock. And if you happen to be somebody who can jump in the car and maybe give them a call and ask if there's room, I know we did have a couple of slots available for that today in our Linwood Clinic. Otherwise, 2 weeks from today, November 18th, are the days that we will be doing it in Tacoma and in our new beautiful Kirkland location for you. So there you go. The number to call for details, 1-866-86-YOUNG. Yeah, that number sounds familiar, huh? 866-86-YOUNG. We'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine. Get your calls in. Lines are open for you. We don't want to leave you at the end of the show. To get in on the show today live with Dr. UMAT, here is that number to call, 206-421-5757. We'll be right back. Medicine, we are glad that you're here with us on this kind of a rainy, cold November.
It was dark when I got in this morning.
And we really do turn our clocks back. Well, our microwave back.
You know, I wish they would just make up their mind and make it one so that we're not struggling with that.
But this is that weekend, so just so you know.
Okay, so are we? Do we get to sleep in or do we wake up early?
We get to fall back.
Oh, okay.
So that means you get an extra hour of sleep on Saturday.
Like my sleep.
Oh, boy. Yes, we'll take it, huh? And even if I don't have to get up, my alarm goes off at 4, and if I don't have to get up on Sunday morning, I'll just lay there as long as I can.
You know what? If you're scrimping on your sleep, shame on you.
Yes, yeah.
You need your sleep. It's the time your body heals.
Yes.
And repairs itself.
I've found that if I don't feel good, that was the best thing to do is just sleep it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, just sleep
your
it off. Get that rest.
It heals, it repairs itself, and it rejuvenates you. Now, yeah, it's true, you know, every day you don't wake up and you go, oh, wow, this is a great day. But, you know, some days it's like, okay, I'm getting up.
I can
I'm
do
getting
it.
Up.
Okay.
But, you know, that purpose is very important because
yes.
that purpose keeps you going. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the things that I think is a negative thing to do when you get up in the morning is just start playing with social media.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Before and after, you know, before bed and when you wake up.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
And also, even the news, I don't want to know. I just want to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get up with a mental frame that, you know, allows me to get ready to be my best version of me for today.
Yes.
And I'm very blessed and fortunate that I actually like what I do. I love my patients. I love my teams. I love coming into work and mm-hmm. interacting with them every day. They inspire me. They encourage me. They motivate me. And when I'm having a bad day, they give me a hug.
Yes, they do.
And I appreciate all of that. I don't take any of it for granted because, you know, I didn't start working in this field until very late in my career.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people ask me, you know, when are you retiring? I'm like
what?
I just got started.
That's
you know,
right.
Like, yes, if you've been working all your, and I have. I shouldn't say I haven't. It's just that I took a career break for the kids mm-hmm. and I've taken career breaks to enhance my own knowledge and education. So it wasn't that I wasn't working. I was working.
Yes.
It wasn't that I was working in my field, in my chosen profession. So two different things. But I'm so grateful that I did and I took the path that I took in preventative medicine because it is important to be able to ward off these diseases. And actually, you can do it. You know, that life curve. So let me see if I can explain this. It was one of the things I learned when I was doing my training for my board certification for age management medicine. And it is flattening that curve. So if you think of the years in your life as the x-axis and the quality of life in the y-axis, and you start at 100%, then by the age of 50, you know, that curve starts to drop down to 50% of capacity, right?
Okay.
So it becomes
makes
slower.
Sense.
You're not as sharp. You're not thinking fast enough. And then after that, you kind of go down further. And you basically, in the last decade of life, you really haven't been functioning in your capacity the way you were meant to be. A simple case in point. Let's do this. Somebody who's healthy and active and doing well is into their mid-70s. Unfortunately, they fall and break a hip.
Oh, no.
Well,
okay.
Now the likelihood is that one in two will require some assistance as they recover, whether it be an assistive device like a cane or a walker or maybe sometimes institutional care and in being in a facility because they cannot walk. So, you know, you are limited now. You have pain,
mm-hmm.
you have disability, and you also are restricted in your motion and movement. So now your activities of living are compromised. And now you're still alive, though, for another many years, but you're not fulfilling mm-hmm. the love or the passion, you know, whether it be golfing or gardening or music and dance or being
yes.
with people, whatever it is, grandchildren. You cannot perform those. When you're hurting yourself, you cannot. So what could you have done into the 70s to prevent that fracture? Sometimes maybe nothing, but there are things, you know, hormone replacement therapies, nutrients, vitamins, physical activity, building
yes.
more muscle, making sure you're stable and you're well balanced, your muscle mass is nice and strong, your core muscles are strong so that you can withstand that fall when it occurs. Those are important things you could have done for yourself, but now it's a little late and you have basically dropped that curve down and then the last few years have been disabled. disability, and then you slowly, you know, you go to the end of your life, right?
Yes.
But if you think about the scenario where you maintain a high quality well into the 60s, 70s, and 80s and beyond, now the curve hasn't flattened to the 50th percentile. You're staying nice and high along the y-axis, and then whatever that end point may be on the x-axis, you just drop down suddenly to that and you're gone, right?
Okay.
Isn't that what everybody wishes for?
Yes. I think we all wish in our sleep or fast and painless.
Exactly. Fast and not in chronic disease or
yes,
in an institution
for years and years
or disabled or dependent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially memory. You want to maintain your memory for as long as possible. So if you want to keep that curve, now that is possible to do.
Yes.
But it isn't going to happen from taking a pill.
No.
You have to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, well, what can we do? There really isn't anything. And the answer to that is, yes, there is.
And that's where longevity comes in.
It's not just, you know, it is a functional medicine approach. It is mm-hmm. with paying attention to where you're at and building yourself up from the ground up. But there have been so many advances in science. There is the antioxidants, the free radical formation, stem cell therapy. And there's so many other senescent cell treatments going on, the use of other medications to improve longevity. There is so much telomere length, DNA age, chronological age. What is methylation? What is your genetic code? How can we prevent disease for you? There is so much that has happened in the last little while in this field that if you don't know, you need to come to our clinic so that
yes.
we can educate you. What I love about what I do is just provide the information. And over the years, you know, when I first came here, it was supplementation, nutrition, hormone replacement. And that was what we did in the early. But since then, the field has just exploded. There is so much more to do. There is so much more we can do. And the question is, are you ready for it? Do you know about it? So a lot of times people will say, I didn't even know you did that. And so, you know, ask. If you are not sure, please call the phone, go online, contact us,
mm-hmm.
reach out to us. Our mission is to help you lead a fulfilling life.
That's right.
Faster, leaner, smarter, stronger, and sexier.
Very good. To make you happier.
It is what we live by. And,
yes.
you know, and what I said to the team recently was that the new office in Kirkland is not just another new building. It is actually a new beginning.
Mm.
And yes, we will continue to offer everything that we do, but we will also expand the scope of everything so that we remain on the cutting edge and we are able to take care of our patients, not just for a year or two, but for the decades of their lives. And, you know, 70s and 80s and 90s and beyond.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so inspired right now. Thank you, Dr. Hugh Matt. We are talking about aging and how to treat the normal but undesired stages of aging and all those changes, the hormones and
yeah.
all the things that happen.
We were going to talk about hormones,
and
we
are. In fact, Carrie from Paulsbow has a question that goes along with that,
okay.
and we're going to take her call right after we take a quick break. If you have a question today, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call now. Don't wait until the end of the show. 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine.
After driving out the memory of the way things might have been.
Welcome back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette and Dr. Samira Umat here. Dr. Jerry Mixon is home with his hot tea, getting his voice back.
So many of us dealing with.
Well, hang on. He should be doing that.
He should be doing that. And we're assuming that he is not running around on the trail. No, he wouldn't be doing that. Getting better.
His voice was hoarse.
Yes. So, and you got to take care of that voice.
Radio.
Yeah. 4 hours of talking is not good for that voice.
But, you know, he has done that in the past. I've seen him here with lozenges and he's like
hot tea
lozenges
and, oh boy,
and answering questions.
Oh boy. Well, if you have a question for Dr. UMAT this morning, we are live in the studio. Here is the number 206-421-5757. We are headed to Paulsbo. Carrie on the line with a question for you, Dr. UMAT. Hi there, Carrie. Good morning.
Good morning,
good
Carrie.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm well.
Yes.
What's the weather doing in Paulsbo?
Well, it was raining and now it's clear, so it's time to go for a walk, huh?
Oh, yes. All right. Well, wait, don't rush out of the door just yet.
No, you can leave at 12:01.
No, I will not. I had a question. I wondered if longevity, if you guys have a vitamin supplement that would be specific for reducing hair loss and encouraging growth. And if you specifically don't, is there anything on the market you recommend? I've been researching and they all claim to be the best.
Yeah, sure.
Very confusing.
I understand that. And it is a confusing topic too. You know, first of all, mm-hmm. I mean, hair loss is multifactorial.
Yes.
And you really do kind of have to know what is the cause so that you can target that cause.
Yes.
Unfortunately, and obviously you get the best results with that, right? But unfortunately, a lot of times we don't know a specific cause or there's multiple causes. So, for example, you know, during COVID and post-COVID, I saw a lot of young women and actually some men come in because of COVID-related issues. Whether it was just stress or just having had COVID, that was the more common one, when they suddenly started noticing a lot of hair loss. And
mm-hmm.
there wasn't really a specific thing or a specific hormone or something that I could give them. So we have our hair loss treatment program where we use multiple
yes.
modalities, a little expensive, but we tackle it through multiple stages, you know, where we use shampoos and products to prevent hair loss, to encourage growth. If there's some, you know, fungal growth or dandruff or scaling, we try to prevent that with a prescription grade shampoo. And then we use laser light therapy that mm-hmm. improves blood flow to the scalp. Now, there are many others that are available on the market that you can use on a regular basis, and you don't need a prescription for that. For our clinic, we use a prescription-grade model that is not available outside, and the difference is the number of laser diodes. So depending upon how much okay. hair loss you're having, you could pick up one of those. And then finally, you know, I do address medical issues. I like to look at their medical history. Age is important. What is happened, you know, I have so many younger people nowadays, both men and women, that are under so much stress that they are losing more hair than they normally did. I had a young girl who told me she got extensions in her hair, and right after the extensions were put in and she took them off, she started noticing hair loss. So lots of causes, lots of things, and you want to kind of home in on, is there a particular thing that has caused this, and can we then change that? But if not, then, you know, our program basically is a 6-7 month program, usually ends up being a whole year by the time you're said and done, where we evaluate the scalp, we take microscopic pictures, we have you use a product on the scalp to prep it, we have you use the cap, and then we do platelet-rich plasma treatments directly into the scalp, either with microneedling or with injections, so that we provide your own growth factors right back into the scalp area where it is necessary. And then we do use minoxidil.
Okay.
And some minoxidil.
And you see that can help, huh?
It can. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm, I have psoriasis, so I do have some on my scalp, so I can have a lot of irritation, you know. And my dermatologist has me use occasionally clobetasol propionate, a topical.
Right.
And my question could that actually be thinning the scalp a little bit? Because I notice it's in the front where I see breakage and stuff. And I'm 68, so I'm older. You know, your hair thins. My mom did have trouble with that, but at a much younger age. She actually was pretty bald up top. So, of course, I have this fear, you know. And I do have one of those caps. I'm sure it's not a medical grade. It says it's, you know, commercial grade, but it wouldn't be as good as I would get treatment from your place. But, yeah, it's just, it's frustrating.
Yeah. No, I sympathize with you. Just having the chronic autoimmune condition can cause you to lose hair, too.
Yes.
And then if there's
yes.
a genetic component, then, you know, your likelihood just increases. And then I will say also, Carrie, that with the depletion of hormones with aging, you can also start. And then, you know, I look at thyroid a little bit more critically than some of my other colleagues would. So I do address thyroid issues. I also talk about stress in life. I talk about sleep and diet. Because you have to optimize hydration, you have to optimize all of this in order to start seeing some growth. But if despite all of that, you are seeing continued hair loss, then I do address nutrients and vitamins. Now, biotin is something that a lot of people talk about, and there are companies that make hair loss supplements. But I'm a little careful about how much biotin I use, and more importantly, what duration of time to use biotin. Because overcorrecting with it is not necessary, and in fact, it can cause problems in your other blood tests.
Ooh.
So if you've been taking high doses of biotin for prolonged periods of time, it can actually lower the TSH, so it may look like if you're on thyroid medication, you're being overcorrected, and so your prescriber may want to lower the dose, in which case you'll then experience hair loss. So you have to be careful. And then there was one study that was published where it actually did not increase the cardiac markers for a heart attack in a patient, and the patient died. They were looking for troponins. Mm. Troponin levels did not go up. It was masked by the high biotin. This was a published study.
Wow.
And so I'm a little careful about how much I use, you know, stay middle of the road, use it for a duration of time. Then I tell my patients, back off.
Double it. Yummy as those biotin gummies are, you get at Costco.
don't
think that more is better.
It is
if
not.
That's what you're doing.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. In fact, many, many times less is more.
Yes.
What about low iron? Because I did have low iron, and they kind of say that can attribute to not having the growth. However, I don't know, would that really even add toward the loss of it?
Okay. Yes, it can. Okay. Because if you've had chronic, and, you know, women are prone to this, especially if they've been, you know, throughout their menstruation cycles not replaced it, or they've had irregular cycles or heavier bleeding, they do tend to become iron deficient and develop iron deficiency anemia. Mm. And replacing iron at that time is very important. And yes, it can cause hair loss, fatigue, hair loss, dry skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
very good. Well,
pay attention to what is the cause and focus on that cause. Now, some, you know, ask me about saw palmetto. Well, that's the one supplement we do have in the clinic that unfortunately is still labeled for men. We really should change the name. It is called Optimal Prostate, and it does have saw palmetto because people ask me about that a lot. If you have a buildup of the byproduct of testosterone in the scalp, which is dihydroxytestosterone, then it can cause scalp hair loss. And that, to prevent that from happening, either you can use a topical on the scalp that has some saw palmetto in it, or alternate, like a shampoo or a conditioner, and companies make those. Or alternatively, you can take an oral supplement that has saw palmetto in it. So I do use it frequently in my men when I'm starting them on testosterone replacement therapy or just generally, because saw palmetto will reduce the conversion of testosterone into dihydroxytestosterone, and dihydroxytestosterone does cause scalp hair loss.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah, I've read that. That's great to know. And one other very quick, if I could.
Sure.
That's the relief factor. Do they have a new formula?
Very good question.
Is there a new one out?
Thank you for asking that. Do you want to take that after the break?
You know what? We have
my husband on that question.
Yes, we'll talk about that. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back. So stay with us, Carrie.
Thank you.
Shirley, you're next. This is Leading Edge Medicine. We'll be right back.
Now the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, two love scratch for another save. The race is on, and it looks like heartache. And the winner loses all.
Ooh,
and
Lynette,
we're back.
I
oh,
like
yes.
That.
I know that one. Good morning, Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, here with you and along with Dr. Samira Umat. Here is the number. I'm going to quickly give that out. We have phone lines that are open for you right now at 206-421-5757 to get through with your questions. Now, Carrie, you had a question about relief factor.
Yes, I wondered if they had a new formula. I kind of heard that.
Yeah.
And if inflammation could be part of a cause of hair loss as well, you know, and so if that could maybe help me.
Absolutely. Inflammation in the scalp from any reason can cause you to lose hair. Relief Factor actually just did a major remodel and it was actually rebranding. Yeah, thank you, Lynette. I was struggling with that word.
What was that? Rebranding.
Something, yeah. 18 months in the works. They have rebranded. They have a new website. And, it was a beautiful thing to see. The new bags really look beautiful.
Yes.
All of our patients that come for the I forgot to mention
they're coming for the gallery test today.
They are going to get a free bag off Relief Factor.
Yes.
And we will do the same thing again in Kirkland and Tacoma, too. We will be giving away a free bag of Relief Factor. And they were showing me how they've prepared them for everybody, thanking them for coming. So, yes, Relief Factor has been rebranded. The formula remains the same.
Okay.
There is no change.
It just looks different.
Will it tackle inflammation? Yes, it does. Does it help with inflammation in the scalp? I cannot promise you that. I would be more inclined to use something locally for that. If it is, white and scaly, then I'd probably use 2% ketoconazole shampoo or something. You had also asked about, can clobetasol cause hair loss? And unfortunately, not that common a side effect of clobetasol. Not unheard of, but not that common. But my feeling is probably more related to the chronic condition itself. And then, so the formula for Relief Factor remains the same. It has omega-3 fish oil, resveratrol, curcumin, and one other thing.
Oh, yes.
And, people are reporting an improvement in inflammation symptoms systemically, in pain relief. And then they also do have a couple of other things along with Icarin. Sorry, I forgot about Icarin. Icarin was a fourth product. So omega fish oil, resveratrol, curcumin, and Icarin are the four products. Mm-hmm. They remain the same. But Relief Factor does have a new line of supplements.
Oh, yes.
And
my favorite.
Lynette has some experience.
Oh, yes. I got to be one of the guinea pigs for the sleep, to help you with sleep.
Oh, and
yes. And it's nice because it's not addictive. And like Dr. Mixon says, it's, and I hope I'm giving some of this information correct, it's like the what you would get out of the green tea, having 5 cups of green tea. Starts with a tea. TH,
yeah.
Thiamine or something. I don't know. But it works and it's wonderful. And if I just need a little help, I'll take one. And if I need a good night's sleep, I'll take two.
Yeah.
But he says sometimes you can have very vivid dreams. And I do. That doesn't mean they're scary. I just remember them.
Disturbing.
And it's like, wow, okay.
That's good.
Yeah, and that's the Relief Factor Z.
Yeah, so that's good because when you do have vivid dreams, that means you into deep REM sleep.
You are, yes.
As long as they're not disturbing. If they're disturbing, then I tell everybody back off on the dose. But otherwise, you can take that. So that's
there you go.
Z.
That's the Relief Factor Z. And now
it's Relief Factor Go.
Relief Factor Go is for energy.
Yeah.
And Dr. Mixon says it has the same or similar ingredients,
right,
is like some of those 5-hour energy things without the bad stuff.
Right. And
then, without the bad stuff.
And then,
yes.
And then there's one other, Zen or something.
Mm, okay.
I'm not sure. But yes, so Relief Factor website is newly branded. The
Check those
Relief
out.
Factor itself has not changed, but the branding and the packaging is all new and beautiful, actually.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, yes.
And if you are coming for the Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Gallery Fair on today or on the 18th, then you will get a free bag to go with you, just as a thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, Carrie, thank you for that.
It's safe to use then. It would be safe for me to use then as prescribed.
Yeah, it's not going to cause your hair loss.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not very, very rare for it to do that.
Okay, because I've kind of backed off thinking, you know, but okay, thank you. I appreciate all the info that you gave me.
Oh, you bet, Carrie.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for your call.
Good luck, Carrie, yeah.
Yeah,
and enjoy your walk. Enjoy your walk after the show today.
You know, it's such an important topic. We created our hair restoration program with women in mind, mm-hmm, because there are so many things men can do. They can go for hair transplants. They usually do. And men are sensitive about it. They jump on it quickly. But for women, they don't notice it for a while because they don't have the typical pattern of hair loss. What happens to women is that they start losing hair from everywhere, and they first notice it when they have to change their parting to, mm-hmm, cover up for the gap. And so we created this program with that in mind. We've been very successful, and it's the before and after pictures that are pretty impressive.
Yes.
That I've shown patients sometimes. And the platelet-rich plasma therapy is an integral part of the therapy, but to prevent ongoing loss, I keep telling them, you must continue to use something like the laser cap and or come back in for a touch-up with us, and we'll give you a little bit more. Nowadays, we're also using Wharton's jelly that helps.
Okay.
We actually mix it in with the platelet-rich plasma, and that provides more nourishment, and then we provide the PRP surrounding that, so it's like providing support for the scaffolding.
Nice.
So that has been also very popular, and patients have used that too.
Very good.
You know, as the science is advancing, we're doing our own homework and our own research and talking to different companies and people and other providers that have been successful and what helped them. And so, you know, then we go do our own research and we introduce them. We do have the Capillus brand of hair care products, but none of them have minoxidil in them.
Okay.
Those are just shampoo, conditioner, revitalizer, and activator. And they are natural products. They have things like rhodiola, saw palmetto, some nutrients, some vitamins that help with hair.
Okay.
Generally texture and promoting growth.
Okay. Very good. Check it out on the Bella Medica website and also Longevity website. You can go there and then get a link to go over to Bella Medica. Scroll down on the front page. And that's lmclinic.com. We're going to take another call. We have Shirley from Linwood on the line. Hi, Shirley. Good morning.
Good morning. I had pneumonia and asthma in January and in July. And finally, the doctor decided to have more than a chest x-ray, had a CAT scan. I have multiple nodules in my lungs. What do you know about that?
Yeah, what are nodules in your lungs?
Right.
Doctor?
So, Shirley, sorry that you had that. You know, pneumonia getting a couple of times is it takes a lot out of you. But the generally, nodules are just growths that they see on the scan, whether it be a CT scan, and sometimes also visible on x-rays. And we don't always know just by looking at the picture what is causing them. It's, you know, it could be like an inflammatory round shape we call nodule because it looks like a little node. As a general rule, Shirley, nodules are, if they're small, they're pretty benign. They are associated, like I said, with inflammation. So given that you had pneumonia a couple of times, it could be just the effect of the pneumonia, maybe maybe some lingering inflammation. You also mentioned asthma, and maybe just it's an, you know, a residual from those chronic conditions, and then the active pneumonia just left a few nodules. The important thing, though, is to make sure that they're not increasing. Very rarely these nodules can be cancer. It can be a benign cancer or it can be a malignant cancer. And we worry about the malignant cancers. The benign ones don't grow and we don't worry about them. But you should have a repeat CT scan done to see if the nodules are growing.
And if they're growing, they are going to do that. They said they were going to put a close watch on the condition.
Good. They need to do that. Good. I'm happy to hear that. And if they are growing, then you'll need further intervention. If they're not growing, then that's good news. And as a general rule, there's nothing much to do. But make sure that if you do get another flare-up of the asthma, you treat it promptly. If you get another infection, you get into, some antibiotics or whatever you need quickly. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Any other thing I can answer for you today, Shirley?
No, I'm old in the first place, and I've had problems in the past with asthma and pneumonia, even when I was younger.
Mm.
So it's just whatever it is.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, and I wish you all the best. Stay on top of it. They're doing the right things. And then get some treatment quickly if you need it. Okay, Shirley? Good luck to you.
I have one question is...
Okay, and Shirley, why don't you hold on the line? We're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back. So, Shirley, you stay on the line, and Kay and Roger, we'll get to you in just a few moments. You are listening to Leading Edge Medicine, and if you'd like to get through with your question, call us at 206-421-5757. We'll be right back. Stay there.